It's a good idea in principle.
In theory, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go overseas and you want to log in, or you're somewhere in your hookets and you want to log in, and
yeah,
you know, they're still in the Masechta Yoma.
If it comes up 2 months later, it's not much good. Okay, Daf Tes Zayin. We're holding Gufa about 5-6 lines from the top. Yeah. So we mentioned yesterday, Gufa, Amar Rav Avi Bar, Amar Rav Ami Bar Tivyomi, Sachacha Bivloi Kelim is Psula. That if you put worn out clothes to be the Schach, then it's no good. So what exactly do we mean by that? What, I mean, what's the Havamina? Why would you think that you could use clothes for a Schach? Is my Bloi Kelim. So what do you mean by worn out Kelim? Is Amar Rabbaya Matloni Yosha Ein Behem Sholish Al Sholish. Yeah, little bits of cloth, which is less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers, which is 9 square fingers. Not everybody has square fingers, but if you take 9 square fingers, so if it's less than that, such a piece of shmata is not useful, not for rich people and not even for poor people. Yeah, because nobody uses such a small piece of cloth. So therefore, it's not mekabel tuma. For cloth to become mekabel tuma, there's certain minimum sizes. So less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers of cloth is not mekabel tuma. So therefore, you might have thought that since it's not mekabel tuma, we're okay to use it for schach.
It wouldn't be too hard to put it on a sukkah
7 by 7.
Yeah, whatever. So therefore, he's telling you that it's no good. Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi Ami Bar Tivyumi, Machatzelas Shal Shifa Vishal Gami. If you have a mat that's made out of Shifa, some kind of material, which Rashi calls Liska, maybe it's Lycra, Vishal Gami, and made out of reeds, junk?
Yeah.
No, eunuch. Yeah. Is. Is what?
Sedge.
Sedge is a hedge. Okay, fine. So anyway, if he had a mat made out of these things, so these are different kind of things that grow. So he made a mat out of them. Is shira afal pishnivkasum kishayura? Then if you have, if it's sort of wore out and it got, and you have now leftover, whatever's left of it after it's become a bit damaged, even though it's less than the size to be mekabel tuma, em misachim behem, you still can't use it. In other words, once it used to be a kli and it was mekabel tuma, then even though it's now worn out or broken and a bit less than the size, whatever, it still has that stigma of having been a kli, and therefore you cannot use it for schach. Machatzelas akonim, if you have a mat made out of sticks, gedoyla misachim ba, if you find a big mat made out of sticks, especially if you find it in Mulek's little shed there, then it's for sure, then it's okay, because it was probably made for schach in the first place, because nobody makes mats like that for any other reason. Yeah. Especially got the badat hechsher on it. But but even if it doesn't have the hechsher, stam, if you found such a mat, you could assume it's made for schach, and therefore it's okay to use. Ketana, but if you find a small mat of sticks, then you can't use it, because you would assume that it was made to be for other purposes, to lie on, to hang up in your room, whatever it might be, and therefore it's a kli, and therefore you can't use it. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, afi mekabelas tumah misachim bo, even a big one, you cannot just assume that because it was big, it was made for schach, because big ones could be used for a mat to lie down on, and we make it a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumas mishkav, because if people lie down on it, so you'll tell me that it's pshute kliyetz. So there's a reason why, even though here it's pshute kliyetz, is not mekabel tuma most of the time, but if it's ro'i for sitting or lying on, then it's mekabel medras azov. Yeah, so something that's suitable for lying on, so a mat which you can lie on, even though if it's straight, it's still mekabel tumah, because it's mekabel tumah's mishkav hazov. Yeah, if hazov lies on it, it becomes tummy, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, and therefore you can't use it. Rabbi Eliezer says, even a big one, you cannot assume that it was made for schach, because in a stam, it's just as likely it was made for someone to lie down on.
So this Rabbi Eliezer is what goes according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Batson Yumi.
He says it's a mat, but it's a different material.
Rabbi Batson Yumi is talking about something that used to be a kli, and now it became
wore out.
And now it wore out. It became smaller. It shrunk. It wore it. Whatever happened to it? Yeah. They're arguing about a stum mat. If you found a big mat lying in the street, yeah, and it looks like a schach.
Mats.
Look at schach lenetzach, yeah?
In other words, these materials are always a keli, which she says are no good.
Yeah, if you have
it's not always a keli. If you make it into a keli.
So Rav Ami Batav Yumi is talking about if your shirt wore out and was torn up into strips.
Talking about a mat. So you've got a mat, but it's made out of one type of material. You've got mats made out of another material.
That's the Brisa.
Yeah, the Brisa is also a mat.
Yes, one second. The Tanya Kavasa that Rami Bat Yumi is from the one that's the material. Yeah, Shifa and Gemi. So the Shifa and Gemi, the Shirayim, even though it's leftovers, it's worn out, whatever, even though it's smaller than the Shir, you can't use it because it used to be a Kli.
The question is, does it have Shem Kli or Lov? Is it now Makabal Tum?
So even though it's not... No, the question is, it's definitely not Makabal Tum if it's less than a Shir, but because it used to be Makabal Tum, it's sort of... It's a ban for life, you know? Once it's Makabal Tum, then you can't use it again, even though it's a leftover, yeah? And... The last bit about the machzela sakonim, which is made out of sticks, that's not talking about where it used to be a kli and now it's ois kli. We're talking about there when you find a stam mat and you don't know whether it was made for a kli or made for a schach. So the Tanakama says that if it's big, you can assume it was made for schach. And Rabbi Lozer says even if it was big, you can assume it was made for lying down on. That's what that argument's about. They're not arguing that last bit is not to do with Rabbi Batav Yumi. Yeah.
Those things of Marki Asrei or Marki Asrei.
No. It's a different story. The Brisa is talking about two different things. One thing is a keli that wore out and became not a keli anymore, which is what the Rabbi Batsu Yomi is talking about. And then the second one is a star mat. Is it a kli or not? And that's a different question. Yeah, Moshe, happy?
Yeah.
Okay, Vaiter, Achaita, Begod, who said in the Mishnah, someone who dug out an igloo in a haystack. He was looking for an igloo in a haystack. That's interesting. So we said Eina Sukkah. We said in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Huna Leishanu. This only applies Ela She'ein Shom Chalal Tefach B'Meshach Shiva. If he hasn't got when he built the haystack in the first place and he piled up the hay, he didn't leave a gap of one tefach height over a length of seven or a square of 7x7. Yeah, why is that so? Because that means that when he built the haystack in the first place, there was no chalal, there was no hollow in there, space.
Normally you don't,
that's true. And then when he dug it out, then we have tasav olomino osui. Yeah? Aval yeshem chalal tefach v'meshach shiva. But when he made it in the first place, even if he didn't leave the 10 tefachim that you need for a sukkah, but he left at least one tefach, then hareis a sukkah. Sorry?
One tefach by seven.
By seven, yeah. Over the area that it needs to be. Why is it so? Because we learned before that if you had a sukkah that was less than 10 tefachim tall, so you had tzchach and you had walls, but it was 9 tefachim, what do? You dig out the floor a bit and you make it 10. So we know that as long as it started off having a shame sukkah on it, even if it wasn't 10 tefachim high, then you can add on to the height by digging more into the floor and then it's kosher. So the same thing over here. In this haystack, if you started off with a cholal tefach, that's considered a chosh of an oihel. Yeah, we learned before. If it has a tefach, that's considered an oihel. So as long as it was already considered an oihel before, what was the problem? If it was only one tefach high, then it's too short, because it has to be 10 tefachim. So then you're entitled to dig out more just to increase the size. You're not creating the oihel here out of nothing. You're just digging it out. So therefore, when the schach was put onto the top of that one tefach, that was kosher. Yeah, the schach was kosher. The only problem was the walls weren't high enough. So now you're making the walls higher. That's okay. Tanya nami hachi. We learn as they also in a brisa hachetet begodish lasis leisukah hareis a sukkah. That one who digs out in a haystack to make a sukkah, it is a sukkah. Ay v'ha nantznan ain't a sukkah. The Mishnah said ain't a sukkah. So how come the brisa says yes sukkah? Erav shmaminok the Rav Huna. It must be the Rav Huna is right that it depends on whether there's a tefach or not when he first puts it on. Shmaminok.
There isn't a lot of hay on top of the wall.
to fall through.
No, not to allow the rain to get in. Because if it's so thick, no rain can get in, then you haven't got stuck on top.
Rain? Who says the rain has to get through? It's to have light.
It's
lost in the middle. No, you're supposed to be able to see the stars, but I didn't know that. You're supposed. I didn't know that you had to let the rain in.
Yeah, I think that's one of the tests here.
We said it has to let rain in.
Well, I think so.
I don't know about
the rain. Can't get in. It's not kosher.
Rain?
Once the rain gets in, it's mid-stire, and
I don't. I don't remember the rain. The stars. They say, yeah, the stars.
Doesn't the Rambam explain that the stars, when it says that, it means the little dots of sunlight that shine through? They create an effect.
It could be.
I'll call upon it. Like stars.
Yeah. I never heard about rain having to get in though. The rain finds its way in anyway, whether you like it or not. Usually.
With an igloo, we'd be worried about the snow, anyway.
Oh, the igloo, yeah, it could be snow. That's right.
How would it become a sukkah? But the stuff, the so-called stuff,
the hay
would not be
hard enough. Well,
it depends on how you stacked
your haystack.
It's not like in hay bales like nowadays. They just
if you stacked your haystack, if it's a pile of hay, then it could be enough to have gaps in it.
If it's a haystack made out of loose hay, not out of bales.
Yeah, you have it. If it's loose enough, then it'll have gaps. Yeah, so that was Rav Huna. So the Gemara now says, Ika de Rami la Mirma. So the way we learn that Gemara, Rav Huna just came along, Loshanu on the Mishnah, and then we said, Tanya Nami Hachi. Some had the discussion going slightly different, but it's the same thing, that Rami la Mirma Tznan, that it was actually asked first as a question, and Rav Huna came to answer the question. The question was, Tznan, that the Mishnah says, Achayti begod ishlach le'sukka ena sukka. The Mishnah says that if you made an igloo out of your haystack, it's no good. Vahatanya, the Braise says, a raise a sukkah, it is good. As Amar Rav Huna like Kasha. Not that he was just going on the Mishnah by itself and he didn't talk about the Braise, but that Rav Huna himself was referring to this contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braise, and he said, like Kasha, Kan Kasha Yeshom Chalal Tefach B'meshach Shiva, Kan B'sha Inchom Chalal Tefach B'meshach Shiva. It's no good if there's no Tefach, first of all, when you put the hay on, because you never had a shame sukkah in the first place. I mean, if you had a Chalal Tefach there, even though it wasn't 10 tefachim high, then it will be okay. If you later on increase the height from 1 tefach to 10 tefachim, that will be okay. Okay, so that was Chach and the igloo. Next one, says the Mishnah, Hamashal shel defanes mo'mayla lamato. You make the walls go from top to bottom. So let's say you have, well, I have like a, what's it called?
A blind,
yeah? That comes down, and then I attach it at the floor. But let's say you didn't attach it at the floor, and you just had it going from the top of the sukkah, hanging down, yeah, and it doesn't reach the floor. Is that good or not? So says the Mishnah. Oh, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. It depends. The Mishnah says exactly. It depends how far from the ground it's hanging. Im gevoya min ha'aretz shloisha tfachim, if it's 3 tfachim off the ground, so it doesn't reach within 3 tfachim of the ground, is psula. Then it's no good. 3 tfachim, of course, we know means lavud. Lavud is within 3 tfachim, it's considered attached. So that would be saying that it's as like the walls going all the way to the floor. More than 3 tfachim is no good. If it's momata lamaila, if your sukkah starts at the floor and goes upwards, even though it doesn't reach the schach, yeah? Im gavoya sara tfachim kshera. If the wall is 10 tfachim high, even if it doesn't reach the schach, then it's kosher. Yeah? So if you have a pergola that's very tall, and you put schach on top, even if the walls don't go all the way up to the top of the pergola, let's say, halfway up, it's also kosher as long as it's 10 tfachim. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, Keshem Shemal Matal Amayla Sar Tfachim, just like going from the floor upwards, all you need is 10 tfachim. It doesn't need to be within 3 tfachim of the top. Yeah, we're not saying that. We're saying, I don't care how far away it is from the top. Yeah, as it could be miles from the top. Well, not miles, because the whole thing can't be more than 20 yamas, but much more than 3 tfachim is okay. It's kach lomar lamata sar tfachim. So similarly, when it hangs down, if you got 10 tfachim hanging there, it doesn't matter if there's a bigger gap between the bottom and the floor, it's still okay. So that's the machlokes. The hanging, it was a hanging rock. The hanging,
The hanging gardens of Babylon,
yeah. They've got the hanging wall. The hanging wall. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My kamiflagi, what is this machlokes here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi?" So it appears that Mar Sava Mechitza Tluya Materis, Rabbi Yossi holds that a hanging Mechitza works. Whenever you need a Mechitza just means a wall or fence, whenever you need one, generally in Halacha, not just to Davi Sukkah, but in general, whenever you need to have a wall, we're going to talk about Hilchas Shabbos in a minute, a hanging wall works. And Marsavar Mechitzat Luyena Materis. The Tanakama, who said that when it hangs down, it's no good unless it's within three tvachim of the ground and we can say Lavud, he says it doesn't work because he says a hanging wall doesn't work. Okay, so now let's go to Hilchas Shabbos for a second. We all learned Shabbos recently, so we're all experts on this. This mission is actually an Erevin. Tznan Hassam, which is even sooner ago, so we for sure remember it. Tznan Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah in Erevin. Ber Shebein Shtei Chatzeris. Yeah, you remember that we had a water well that was in between two Chatzeris, and the two Chatzeris didn't make Erev or Shittuf between them. So generally, you're not allowed to carry from one Chatzer to the other. And you have the boer, and it's the borderline between the two chatzeres, there's a well. And the water underneath doesn't know that it's supposed to stay on one side or the other, so it moves around, and water goes from one side to the other. Is therefore, in Mamalim Yemen of Shabbos, you cannot fill up the water from this well on Shabbos into one of the chatzers, because that water may have come from the other chatzer. You're not allowed to take water from the other chatzer into my chatzer, and therefore I can't take anything out of the well, because the water is probably not sticking to its position. Yeah. Ella imkay, and the only way you could do it is asa la mechitza asara tvachim. If you made a wall, I'll call it, from that's 10 tvachim high, a mechitza, bein mil maila, whether it's at the top above the water, bein mil mata, whether it's below, not below the water, but underwater, yeah, so you can have a fence going underwater. Or if it's neither on top nor on the bottom, but in the space of the where the below the rim of the boer, yeah. So you have a hole in the ground, yeah. In that hole in the ground is water, but the water doesn't go to the top of the hole, yeah. So you picture a well, and the water is not all the way at the top. Water is part way up.
So the
Eugen is the rim. The rim of the boer. So milmaila means above the boer, milmata means underwater, but toichegne means above the water but inside the pit. Yeah. So all of those three cases, says the Tanakama, I don't care where you made that mechitza, as long as you've got a mechitza 10 tvachim high, you can then draw the water, right? And as Rashi says, as you remember from Erevin, that generally that doesn't work, but they made a kula with water. Yeah, to let you carry. So you can't carry other things using such a trick, yeah, without an Eruv. But with water, they made a special heter, because water is an essential service.
Is that the heter nowadays for us flushing a toilet or taking water out of a tap?
No.
Well, we're taking the water from outside our property.
It's definitely moving from one rishus to another.
You flush a toilet, you're sending water out of the property.
Right, flushing your toilet is different, because we learned that when you have to pour water out of your chatzar, if you pour it onto the floor of your chatzar and it dribbles out, then it would be okay, right? So bringing water from outside your property when you turn on the tap, is that actually what happens?
No, it's water pressure. See, here you're drawing.
Yeah, what happens when you...
The tap is water pressure because of the thing...
All you're doing is unblocking the thing that would stop it from coming.
Right.
You're not actually schlepping it. So that could be different, I guess. What happens if it comes mechusat? What if it comes mechusat chum? Well, anyway, we're getting a bit sidetracked, but okay, I haven't really thought about water.
Just like you've got two guys sharing a pit like this, so what happens if there's a water tank on their roof?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so for water, they made a special cooler. We learned about this when a person's on a boat and he's got a little plank to walk the plank coming off the boat, and he wants to get water on Shabbos. So he's in the middle of the ocean, yeah, or the river. So he can, if he has a mechitza hanging down from his plank, and it's hanging above the water, he can draw water out of the sea, even though it's a caramel. It's right. They made that kula by water, because water is essential. Yeah. So, but these types of mechitzas is dafka water mechitza. Yeah. I'll call upon him. We see from the Tanakama that he doesn't mind where it is. Yeah, it can even be hanging up above the top, and not even in the airspace of the pit, and it's still good. He says, yeah. So that seems to be that the hanging mechitza is good.
Extending the mechitza downward, like the imaginary mechitza downward, or is it just a simon? It's a. I don't think you have to even say that.
He doesn't. Well, whatever the technicality is, he doesn't actually say that. Good achis.
No, because would that make enough kamin al gabes sukkah?
No, because if you say it in one place, say it in the other place. I mean, what's the difference? If you call it kudachis or you just say mechitzat luya is okay. It's the same thing. Yeah? So he says it's okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, turn the page. That it's a machlekes. Beshamri emri mil maila. Besham, I say that it's okay if it's mil maila. So, but when he says mil maila here, he means but it has to be within the pit. So out of the water, that's enough. And Beshila lemri mil mata. Beshila says it has to actually be in the water. In other words, starting from the floor upwards. Yeah. So according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Beis Hillel, which is where you'd have to go, it has to start from the floor upwards. Yeah, so we see the Tanakhama says it can hang down. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it has to go from the floor upwards. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda pipes up. He says that mechitza that is you're using, the mechitza shouldn't need to be any more than the mechitza which is hanging. So he, in other words, what he's saying is that a mechitza in between is good even for everything, yeah, not just for water. So you can't require more for a water mechitza than you do for a normal mechitza, yeah. So that means I hold that if it's hanging, then even not by water it's okay. So don't tell me by water it has to be starting from the floor, because even for not water it's okay. Yeah, water is more lenient. Yeah, they made a special cooler by water. And nevertheless, you're trying to tell me that by water it has to hang. It doesn't make sense, says Rabbi Yehuda, because even if it's not water, even stam, to make a mechitza to allow you to carry within your mechitza, is also it's allowed to be hanging. So Rabbi Yehuda is the most permissive regarding the hanging mechitza. So Tanakhama said a hanging mechitza works for water. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a hanging mechitza doesn't work at all. And Rabbi Yehuda says a hanging mechitza works even if it's not water. Yeah, so it's a three-way battle. Okay, so we're trying to say over here that Rabbi Yossi, so we had over here Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that by a sukkah, it also works, which is l'chayra like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, we only know what he says about water. We don't know what presumably he argues with Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise it would be the same thing. Yeah, so l'chayra Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that a hanging mechitza always works, and therefore he would say the same thing by sukkah l'chayra. Yeah, and in fact, Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi, Amra. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a hanging mechitza works l'gabe Shabbos, holds like Rabbi Yosi, who says that a hanging mechitza works l'gabe Sukkah. Da mechitza tliya materes. Right? So according to Rabbi Yechanan says the rules will be the same. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says by Shabbos a hanging mechitza works. Rabbi Yosi says by Sukkah a hanging mechitza works. And Rabbi Yechanan says haynu hach. They both hold the same thing. If you hold a hanging mechitza works, it works for Shabbos and for Sukkah. And if you hold it doesn't work, it doesn't work for either of them. So that was what Rabbi Yochanan says. The Gemara comes along and says, "Velohi, we don't agree with Rabbi Yochanan." Well, really, lo Rabbi Yehuda savala k'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay by Shabbos. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosi that it's okay by a Sukkah. Velo Rabbi Yosi savala k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi said it's okay by a Sukkah, but he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that it's okay by Shabbos. Why? So he explains the reasoning. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savor like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda will not agree with Rabbi Yosi regarding a sukkah, because ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasa mele beruv chatzeros. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that when it comes to a ruv chatzeros that allow you to carry in your chatzer, that a hanging wall is good because it's the rabbanon? The whole concept of Erevin is the Rabbanon in the first place. Min HaTorah, you could carry anywhere unless it's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. All of this stuff is talking about where Min HaTorah is Rishus HaYachid. Yeah? Or Mekayim Ptur, even better. Yeah? Where do you need it? Or Carmel, it's not Mekayim Ptur. Mekayim Ptur, an Erevin. So it's, but all of this is only Min HaRabbanon. And only the whole problem is Min HaRabbanon in the first place. Therefore, we are lenient and say that a hanging mechitza will allow you to carry in this case. Aval hacha sukkah deraisa, but over here in our Mishnah, sukkah is min haTorah. So I'm not going to be lenient and let you use a hanging wall for a sukkah because it has a min haTorah. You need to have a wall there. Yeah, but here Rabbi Yehuda is makel by Shabbos though.
So
what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying it's only because the source of it is a Darabon, not the Eliezer.
How does it got to do with the Dovah Shem discovered?
No, what I'm saying is, of you, the general, yeah,
the only ones that we can think of. The famous Bachleikasim is Rav Shimon. He's usually more strict, correct. And here is more lenient. Yeah, okay. So it's a Rav Chatzeris is the Rabbanan. Yeah, okay. So you want to say because over there, Dovah Shem discovered, but he's still doing this at the Raisim.
Between men and women, and you've got the curtain hanging up the top.
So he wants to know if it works between a Chitza between men and women. Is that the Rabbanon or the Raisa? That's going to depends. If it's if you need it the Raisa, then it'll be Rabbi Yehuda will say it won't work. Ed, in the same vein, Rabbi Yossi is somewhat like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says that a hanging wall is good for a sukkah. He will not say a hanging wall is good for Shabbos. Why? Because Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yossi hachel besukkah. Rabbi Yossi says that a hanging wall is good over here because it's a sukkah. The mitzvah say it's a more lenient concept. Even though the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that we shouldn't learn any kula for a mitzvah say, even though you don't get malchus, yeah. But just because it's more because you can't make up for it if you didn't do it, yeah. The Alter Rebbe says in Igeres Satruva that we shouldn't learn any kulas on mitzvah say. Nevertheless. The Gemara over here didn't learn that bit of a Geras HaTshuva and says that the concept would be that because it's a mitzvah saseh, it's lenienter, yeah, because at least in terms of punishment, we know that a mitzvah saseh doesn't draw any punishment, and therefore we can be lenienter and allow a hanging wall to work. Avol Shabbos de Isra Skila, but Shabbos, even though it's the Rabbanon, but in general, the Malachas are an Isra Skila, the Malach of carrying is an Isra Skila. So even though it's a Darabonon built on that, nevertheless, it's based on an Isra Skila, therefore he will not be lenient by Shabbos. So that's the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are talking about two different things, and you cannot draw a parallel between Sukkah and Shabbos. I v'im toima v'estu fregin ma'isa shenasa b'tzipoiri al pi minasa. Yeah, so there was a story in Tzipoiri, famous story in Tzipoiri that was to do with Shabbos, and they were lenient. And Tzipoiri was Rabbi Yossi's bailiwick. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi was the chief rabbi of Tzipoiri, and because it says tzedek tzedek tirdef, as Rashi brings tzedek tzedek tirdef haloich achar beis din yofe achar Rabbi Yossi le Tzipoiri. So it's known that Rabbi Yossi was the chief rabbi of Tzipoiri. He got sent to exile there. Yeah, but he was the Rosh Yeshiva or the Av Bezdin? Rosh Yeshiva Tzipoiri, yeah. But he also, it must have been the Av Bezdin as well. So unlike some Rosh Yeshivas, he paskins. Yeah? So Rav Yossi was the boss of Tzipoiri. So there was a story in Tzipoiri that were makel by Shabbos. And we just said Rav Yossi doesn't makel by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Loyal pi Rav Yossi. That story in Tzipoiri was after Rabbi Yossi had already passed away, and it wasn't Rabbi Yossi who was lenient. LLP, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was his son. His son Rabbi Shmuel took over, and he was more lenient and allowed it to happen. My Maisa, what was the story in Tzipoiri? The Chiyasi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he told us a story. Omar, he said, Pa machas shachuv leviu sefer Torah me'erev Shabbos. One day, one Shabbos, they forgot. So they used to keep the sefer Torah in someone's house over Shabbos, and they would bring it Shabbos morning to shul and lay with it, and then take it back home. Yeah. So one time, they would bring it erev Shabbos. Sorry, they bring it to shul erev Shabbos, but they didn't leave it in shul the whole week. So what happened? They once forgot to bring it erev Shabbos to shul because they didn't have Reuven there, so they forgot to organize the sefer Torah. And lemachar, so the next day they went, whoops, we need to bring the sefer Torah. Is Pirsu Sadin in Agaba Yamudim. So they had poles that were sitting in the chotzer. So they hung up sheets on the poles, so they weren't allowed to carry in the chotzer. They didn't make an Eruv, yeah? So they hung up sheets on the poles to disconnect all the other chatzeris. So Rashi explains that it was actually a Mavui. Yeah, if you remember an Eruvin, a Mavui has lots of chatzeris opening to it. And so if you have lots of chaseris opening to a mavo and you didn't make a sheet of mavois, you can't carry in there from one chotzer to the other. So what did they do? Or you can't even carry within one chotzer. So what did they do? They blocked off all the other chaseris by hanging up sheets in between. So now it became only one isolated chotzer, and then they could carry their via sefer Torah and they brought the Sefer Torah of a Karo Boy and they read from it. So the so first of all,
they made this mechitza from the house where it is to the shul all the way there.
Yeah, into the Mavi to block off the other chatzeris. So the obvious question is, Pirsus Alka Daitach? What do you mean they hung up sheets there? How do they carry the sheets out there? On Shabbos. How'd you do that? Where do they bring them from on Shabbos to hang up? They just happened to be that the washing was on the line and there were sheets hanging there and it blocked it off and they said, aha, thank God. So the sheets were hanging on the line. So it was a hanging mechitza. And it was okay. They used it, and it was even though it's Hilchas Shabbos. Maybe it wasn't flapping, but we haven't talked about flapping at this point. But here the issue is that it was hanging. Yeah, maybe it was weighted at the bottom, so it didn't hang. There were those, you know, those sheets that have weights at the bottom. Yeah, so it didn't flap. I'll call upon him. It was hanging, and nevertheless, they said maybe they tied it at the bottom. Who knows what they did? It was lenient l'gabi hilchas Shabbos. So we said it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel, that said it was okay. Okay, a few more random cases to come. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Imi, Machatzelas Arbo Mashahu. If you have a mat, this is for the wall, not for the schach.
Isn't that a one-off situation where they were makel because of Tzor HaTzibur or something like that? I mean, you're bringing a raya from a meisa shehoya to the...
But your sukkah
doesn't know the incidents. Okay, you're saying it's a marzayin.
But it's all a tzorich mitzvah. Yeah? It's all a tzorich mitzvah. In fact, there's opinions that an Erev in Bechal is only a tzorich mitzvah. And by sukkah, is also a tzorich mitzvah. I mean, we don't find that they have a kula just because you forgot to do it. Amar Rav Chisda. Mashkif for Fabrengen, yeah. Yeah, in Shvus to Migdash. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Imi. Machtzelas Arba Mashu. If you have a mat that's four and a bit tfachim, Materis Pasuka Mishum Doifin, that can be a wall and a sukkah. Yeah, because you need to have a total of 10, right? So if you have 4.5 and you have Lovud on each end, that adds up to 10. So Hey Chayavid, how do you do it? Tali Leiba Emtza, you hang it in the middle. I guess you'll need some strings, otherwise it'll probably fall down. It's going to hang by magic. Yeah? Hang it in the middle. Pachas Mishloisha Lamata. You hang it in the middle, so you've got a 10 tfachim high sukkah. You have this mat that's a bit more than 4. You hang it in the middle of the 10, so it's less than 3 from the floor. And Pachas Mishloisha Lamata, less than 3 from the top. V'chol Pachas Mishloisha Kilavidami, less than 3 is considered attached, and therefore you got yourself 10. Fred de Gemara Pshita. We know that love is 3. So what are you telling me? What's your chiddush? Answers the Gemara. Mahu de tema. You might have thought chad love it arminan or betray love with loy arminan. With one wall, we would let you get away with one lovud. If it wasn't 10, it was 7 and a bit. We'd let you get away with it. But to say 2 lovuds and pretend that 4 and a bit equals 10, I would say loy arminan. We wouldn't do that. Kamash balon that you can, because it's a halacha concept. That means it's considered as if it's all filled in. Meisvech with the fregan akasha mechtzelas shivu mashu materis besukah b'shum doif, but the Brisa says it has to be 7 and a bit. Yeah, so that implies that you can't do 2 lovuds. You need 7 and a bit, not 4 and a bit. And for the Gemara kitanya he besukah gedolah, that's talking about where it's more than 10 tefachim high. Yeah, ours only worked because it was less than 3 from the top and less than 3 from the bottom, and the whole thing was only 10 tefachim high. But if it's taller than 10 tefachim, you can't get something for it a bit that's going to be within 3 of the top and the bottom. If you've got a very tall sukkah, yeah, you need to have, you're not going to get within 3 of the top. If you're within 3 of the bottom, yeah, you won't get within 3 of the top. Therefore, you need 7 and a bit. So you can add the 3 onto the 7 and a bit and get 10. And you don't need to go all the way to the top. You can still be 20 tefachim from the top, but you need to have the 7 going together with the 3. So what's the chiddush? To mishal shlin defanes b'mayla mata, that you can hang it from the top to bottom. Rabbi Yosi, that we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, that a wall of the sukkah can hang from top to bottom. Amar Ravami pasar bo mashu mata b'sukkah mishum doifin. Now we're talking about width. Yeah, the width of a wall has to be 7 tefachim. But if you've got a board that's 4 and a bit, that works as 7. And again, to make it considered 7, 4 and a bit's good enough. And not to extend it further, but to the first bit. So if you have the corner, yeah, in the corner where the two walls are supposed to join, instead of having them joined, you have a gap of less than 3 tefachim between one and the other. So that's considered not a gap. And therefore, if you then have 4.5 of the perpendicular wall, that counts as if it was 7, and everything is good. You put it within 3 tefachim of the perpendicular wall. Is vital my kamashmalon. You already told me that less than 3 is as if it's joined, so you don't have to tell me 10 times the same thing. Here the chiddush is that 7 is the minimum size, and therefore 4 and a bit plus 2 and almost 3
so
gap is good.
The 7 from this case. From the 3,
whatever. Yeah. Shkoyach.